Comedy Capers. Playmates, Frank Gill, Jr., the fireman's child.
And Bill Demling, just a visiting fireman.
Welcome you to another house party. Come along, the comedy capers, lads and lassies are already pulling the taffy, if that's your idea of a good time.
Sing, brothers, and sing, sisters, we're all leaving today. And we'll all go riding on a rainbow to a new land far away. Get started, be light-hearted, there's no time for delay. And we'll all go riding on a rainbow to a new land far away. Everyone playing in the sun without a worry or care. Children dancing through fields of daisies with rosebuds in their hair. Sing, brothers, and sing, sisters, we're all leaving today. And we'll all go riding on a rainbow to a new land far away.
Well, well, my little goons, hang your hats on the hickory limb, but don't go near the icebox.
Say, speaking of hats, young Gil,
yeah.
And we weren't we?
Period.
That chapeau you brought home is terrible.
Huh?
It's too big for you.
Well, I know. No, I had that fitted onto a 7 1/4 headache. You know what I mean?
I see. You were on a shopping tour, huh?
Yeah, I was. I brought some gloves.
Oh.
Oh, lovely gloves. And you know when I went up to the glove counter, I bellowed with an airy wave of my stubby fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Lady, have you any white kids? And she said, yeah, two, but how did you guess?
Move over, will you?
But that was nothing. When I went up to the art department, that is when I got stopped.
Do tell.
I wanted something tricky for the front hall. It's a little bare. So I said, pardon me, but could I have Napoleon's bust? She said, yes, if you exercise a little.
Whoa!
Oh, an echo.
Don't look right away, but I think it's Ted and Buddy King behind us.
Good. Maybe they would croon us?
Maybe. Pipe down, gang. Here's Ted and Buddy King belting around a few half notes.
Yeah, but Ted, please put that ukulele away. It reminds me of my girl before she went on a diet.
A married man would have to take their beds and walk, except one or two would never drink that booze. The blind man on the corner singing Beale Street Blues, I'd rather be there than any place I know. Oh, I'd rather be there than any place I know. New York might be all right, but Beale Street's paved with gold. I said it's paved with gold. I'd give $1,000 if I could be a millionaire. Oh, to give $1,000 if I could be a millionaire. If I was back on Beale Street, then I wouldn't care. I mean, I wouldn't care. I'm happy as can be, oh Lord. Oh, when I'm back there, I'm happy as can be. I was made for Beale Street. Beale Street was made for me. Was made for me.
Say, Frank,
yeah?
There's a real estate agent outside.
Where?
He's got some swell property right next to the Boulder Dam.
Boulder Dam.
Wouldn't you like to build a home there?
Not by a damn sight.
That's good.
I like it.
Oh, say, Frank, I got a real treat for you.
You're treating?
Yeah, there's a fortune teller in the house.
It won't take her long to tell mine, boy.
No. No fooling. She's good.
Good?
Would you like to have her tell you what's going to happen?
No, I've got a rough idea. My mother-in-law just got in town, but give her a chance if you want to.
Oh, say.
Oh, but here she is, good old clairvoyant. Listen, now I'd like to have you settle my problem. Now, I dreamed the other night that I was kissing my wife. What does that mean?
Oh, you'd better see a doctor, not a mind reader.
Maybe you're right.
Oh, but wait. Wait. Ah! I'm getting a message from Lipo, my Indian guide.
A message? Is it collect?
No.
Then read it.
But first, tell me what sign you was born under.
I wasn't born under a sign.
Uh-huh. I reckon you must be controlled by Taurus. That's the bull.
The bull.
Now, let me see. Dream of kissing your wife.
That's right.
You know, that's not a dream. That's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm afraid I'll have to look into my little book for that one. Now, let me see. Dream of kissing your wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you're the first man I ever knew that wasted his nights that way.
Well, you're right.
Now, let me see.
Yeah.
For a bad taste in the mouth the morning after, take Dr. Neville's condition powder. No, that's not it.
No, that wasn't it.
Oh, here it is.
Huh?
Oh, Frank, I hate to tell you.
Well, go ahead. Oh. Go ahead. Tell me all.
If you dream of kissing your wife,
yeah. It
means you're going to divorce her and marry a grass widow.
Is that... I'll marry a grass widow. Well, that'll make me a grass widower, too, won't it? But tell me, what will our children be?
Well, I reckon they'll all be grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers, oh!
Say, clairvoyant, tell me something about myself, will you? You know, I was born in March.
Yep, I knew that before you spake.
Mm-hmm.
You see, all people born in March are kind of breezy. But summer, nothing but blow-offs.
Oh, well, look, my Aunt Amelia is here, and she wants to ask you questions. Is that all right?
Oh, there's a mist around me, and I see through the thick of the smoke a lady. Yes, it's a lady. She's getting married, and she's starting on her honeymoon.
Oh, good to see. That's right, clairvoyant. That's true. Oh, tell me, how can we keep people from knowing that we're newly married?
Register under the name of Smith. Tip the bellboy to keep quiet. And the report will be all over the hotel that you ain't married at all.
Oh, no, goodness, oh, no.
Oh, say, Frank.
What's the matter?
I meant to tell you, your car just backed down the hill and ran into a vegetable wagon.
You know,
all the vegetables are all ruined.
Well, that's all right. We got plenty of vegetables. We don't have to worry about that.
Mm, look, Gil, you're getting very careless with that car of yours.
What do you mean?
The other day you ran over a man in the street.
Yeah.
No need for it either. Why didn't you go around him, huh?
Well, I couldn't go around him. I was short of gas. Should have made...
I see. That's my mistake.
Automotive?
Of course. My apologies?
Accepted.
Thank you.
Not at all. Will you pardon my dull cheese knife?
Naturally.
Stout fella. Oh, look out, Demley. Look out. Jiggers.
We are the Rover boys. I'm Tom, the fun-loving Rover. And did I laugh when the lightning struck Grandpa's wooden leg?
Great sense of humor. Cute kid.
Yeah.
I'm Dick, the serious Rover. What do you think of communism? Take either side.
And I am Sam, the very youngest Rover. How big was the stork that brought me?
Big enough to know better. Sing, boys, while I go out and price the padded cells, will you please?
Pardon our southern accent. Pardon our southern drawl. It may sound funny, oh, but honey, we love you all. If you don't like our accent, if you don't like our drawl, then just don't listen, let's start kissing, bet you'll fall. Come on now, let us hear you steal our stuff. When we say, do you love me, all you gotta say is, sure enough, pardon our southern accent. Didn't we hear you drawl? Were you just sighing or replying? I love you all.
Pappy.
Here I am, my little flower. What's the matter?
Nothing, Pappy. I just want you to meet my new fella, Dick Anthony. Dick, this is my Pappy, Squire Cackleworth.
Well, this is a right proud moment, sir, being able to meet up with you also.
Be you one of them bluegrass Anthonys?
Well,
Don't be hard on him, Pappy. He means well.
Well, son, what is it you have to say?
Oh, nothing much, sir. I mean nothing very important. I'd kind of like to marry your daughter, sir.
Some southern stuff, huh, Pappy?
So, well, let me tell you this. My son-in-law is going to have to be able to give my Lucy all she's been used to and more. And get this, he has to be a hard worker, a go-getter, and furthermore, he must be a man of courage.
Oh, Pappy, he's a brave man. Tell him what you do for a living.
Well, pardon my southern accent, sir, but I'm a bug exterminator.
Sure enough. Woo.
Pardon our southern accent. Didn't we hear you draw? Were you just sighing or replying? I love you all.
Now, right in tune with the good old southern accent, the Gillan Demling Players present a scene which happens in the mountains of Kentucky. Pardon me, my good man, but could you tell me how far it is to Memphis?
I don't know about that.
Well, how far is it and which direction do I take to get to Louisville?
Louisville, never heard of it. Oh, yeah. Boy. Mm-hmm.
Well, how do I get to Covington?
Covington? Yeah. Is it a bird? Never heard of that either.
Well, I've lost my way here. I don't know. You're kind of dumb, aren't you?
Maybe dumb, but I ain't lost.
Well, look, tell me, why is it you sit around here all day with no clothes on except that brown derby, huh?
Well, shucks, might as well sit around with no clothes on. Nobody comes to see me anymore at all.
Nobody ever comes to see you?
Not
well,
a soul.
Well, then, huh? Why do you wear the brown derby?
Well, shucks, somebody might come.
I see.
Playmates, so much for another party. We'll be tossing another shambles soon, and until then, young Gill
and young Demling,
those two old bookends, bid you all goodbye.